This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Act East policy has given new energy, momentum and direction to ties with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN countries. Speaking at the India-ASEAN summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR yesterday, he stressed that the 21st century is the century of India and ASEAN countries. The Prime Minister said, India and ASEAN countries are peace-loving nations and they respect each other's national integrity and sovereignty. Highlighting the importance of ties between India and ASEAN countries, Prime Minister Modi said that trade with the ASEAN region has almost doubled to over $130 billion in the past 10 years. He said India has direct flight connectivity with 7 ASEAN countries and soon direct flights will start with Brunei. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of the East Asia Summit in Laos, Prime Minister Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with ASEAN leaders. Center has declared Hizbut Tahrir and all its manifestations and front organizations as terrorist organizations under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. In a Gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said Hizbut Tahrir is allegedly involved in the radicalization and motivation of gullible youth to join terrorist organizations such as ISIS and raising funds for terror activities. It said the aim of the organization is to establish an Islamic State and caliphate globally, including in India, by overthrowing democratically elected governments through jihad and terrorist activities. The Union Education Ministry yesterday organized a national online workshop on mental health and cybersecurity on World Mental Health Day. Speaking at the occasion, Professor in Psychiatry Department at All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, Dr. Rajesh Sagar provided valuable insights into prevalent mental health issues such as stress, anxiety, and depression. He emphasized that around 50% of mental health disorders emerge before the age of 14. Dr. Sagar identified common stressors including academic pressure, parental conflicts, and bullying. During the workshop, he shared effective coping strategies such as deep breathing and cognitive restructuring to foster a happier childhood. In another session, Deputy Commissioner of Police at Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center, Dr. Rashmi Sharma Yadav, has highlighted the importance of cyber hygiene and security for children. The last rites of the renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata were performed with full state honors in Mumbai yesterday. Ratan Tata, who is credited with transforming the Tata Group into a globally renowned conglomerate, breathed his last on Thursday at the age of 86 at a hospital in Mumbai. The Maharashtra Cabinet yesterday passed a proposal to request the Union Government to award the Bharat Ratna to Ratan Tata. The Cabinet also paid a tribute to Ratan Tata. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, Vice President of the National Conference Omar Abdullah was unanimously elected as the Legislature Party leader yesterday. After emerging as the single largest party with 42 elected MLAs, the National Conference held its Legislature Party meeting in Srinagar to discuss government formation with its pre-poll alliance partners, Congress and CPI-M. 4 winning independent candidates also joined the National Conference during the meeting. The 2024 Nobel Prize in Literature was awarded to South Korean author Han Kang. She was honored for her intense poetic prose that confronts historical traumas and exposes the fragility of human life. The Nobel Committee at the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences made this announcement yesterday. Ms. Kang is widely known for her novel, The Vegetarian, which was written in 3 parts. According to the Nobel Committee, she is the first South Korean writer to win the award. The Indian men's team secured a bronze medal at the Asian Championship in Astana, Kazakhstan after losing 0-3 to Chinese Taipei in the semifinals yesterday. Sharad Kamal went down to Lin Yunju in the opening singles rubber. And that is the end of this news bulletin.